Right. So now we're in the parasha of Behar. Behar is the parasha of Bitachon. Bitachon, Hashem told Klal Yisrael that we have to make the mitzvah of Shemitah, not work the land. And this is a gewaltige Sache that Hashem said we're living 1 year in Bitachon. 1 year in Bitachon, and Hashem helped them and will help them. So now we haven't got farms. We aren't farmers, and we're living regular lives. But the klal of Bitachon is shayach to everyone's life. Everyone's life, whether he's learning as in a kollel, whether he's working, whether he's teaching, anything he's doing, one must have Bitachon. And Bitachon means I'm hoping to Hashem, that Hashem will help me in all matzavim. Life has many matzavim, many sfeikis, many worries. A person wants to be happy in life. How can we be happy in life if we have worries about what's going to be here, what will be here, what will be here? Everyone has many worries. Every day there are many worries. So how can we, what's the eight of having happy life? So I went to it from Rabbi Eisenkel. He said, Ki bo yisnach libeinu, ki b'shem kacho batachnu. There's only one etzah. Batachnu, yisnach libeinu. How can we have smach libeinu? We have b'shem kacho batachnu. We're hoping Hashem will help us. And then this is an unbelievable etzah to have a good life. We have a sfeikis in here. I'll make the bus. I'm not going to make the bus. Money for Shabbos, not money for Shabbos. All the sfeikis that we have. But if we're boter, Hashem will help us. I'll say a story that Rabbi Eisenkel said. I think I heard from him that once his Zaydi, Rabbi Lezer Yudel, the old Rosh Shiva, Zatzal, made a chasana, and he wanted to invite a karov of his that lived in the city of Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Lezer Yudel didn't know where he lived b'chal. There was no way a being mivar where the person lived. So Rabbi Zudo called Rabbi Eisenkel, that's how, and gave Rabbi Eisenkel money for a taxi. Says, go look for him and find him in the whole city of Yerushalayim. So Rabbi told me that he went to the Moniot Eisenbach that which used to be Meir Shram and said, I have 50 lira, and take me for 50 lira. For the furthest thing, 50 lira will take me. So the taxi driver got in, 50 lira, a big amount of money, and he took him to the furthest part of Yerushalayim possible for 50 lira. Then he paid him 50 lira, and he got off. Somewhere in Yerushalayim, far, far away, the rabbi looked around the area and found the person, because it bitachon. Hashem, unbelievable zach, he found the person. Because just he person lived the furthest a taxi could drive in 50 lira, and he found the person. So similar, we have the etzah atzuma to have a good life. We have worries of parnasa, worries of children, worries of shiduchim, worries of how many of health in life. We have health issues in life, so we have to be boter b'Hashem, that Hashem will help you in all matzavim. And Mela, Hashem will help you. And it says in the pasuk, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem, V'Hashem Yiftacho. So it's the same thing. It says in Chovos HaVavos, it said, Yiftach B'Hashem is the Siba of what Hashem said. You hold in me, trust in me. Okay, I'll show you. I'm trustworthy. It's Mela, trust in Hashem. We daven well for every evening which you need, and hope to Hashem, and you'll see your life will become much better, much more ragua, much more happy, because Hashem will help you much more, and you'll feel Hashem's with you, and then you won't have to worry so much. The worry is not good in life. Life that has many worries. There's a famous girl, the girl in Mishlei, says we say in Nishmas every Shabbos. We say a pasuk, Adheinu azarunu rachamecha, lo azarunu chasadecha, alechenu Hashem Hashem elkinu lenetzach. Says the Gra. The Gra says that it means, Adheinu azarunu rachamecha. Whatever happens from now is rachamecha. Vazavunu chasadecha. It's all chesed. It's all rachamim. Mele we're baturach al techenu. Al techenu, like the Gra, isn't a tefillah. It's like a statement. Hashem won't leave us, because since Hashem was with us all our lives, and it was rachamim. It wasn't din. It was rachamim. It was chesed. Mele Hashem's chesed doesn't never leave us b'chol. Mele Hashem will help us. And the Groin says Adar Neira, that every much Shabbos we say Hine Kel Yeshua Si Eftach V'lo Yefchoy. What does that mean? It says the Groin Mishle Hine Kel Yeshua Si Kel is Rachamim. My Yeshua is from Kel. Kel Yeshua Si Mela Kel Yeshua Si Eftach V'lo Yefchoy. I'm Baturach, not afraid. Kel Yeshua Si. Kill Yeshua, see, it's kill, it's rachamim. If it was din, I'd be afraid. If it's rachamim, I'm not afraid. See, we have to wait for the Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos to say this wonderful pasuk, kill Yeshua, see, eftach. Now we're facing a new week, new challenges, new sfeikis, new issues of parnasa and everything. They kill Yeshua, see, kill. Hashem is rachamim. Kill Yeshua, see, eftach, lo yefchad. I'm not going to be afraid. I won't be afraid. We say, Al Tira Av Yaakov. Don't be afraid. Face life, not afraid. Hashem's with us. Don't be afraid. Hine Kel Yeshua Si Eftach V'lo Yefchad. I'm not afraid. I'm facing life happy. See, this is a Eitzah Tzumah Bitachon. Hashem gave Kri Yisrael Bitachon. He said, trust in me. Hope in me. And Rav Don Sagal Shlita, I want to say, we say in over Tzion, Bitchu bo adiad ki bekor Hashem tzur lamim. Hashem is making the world, the kor, with Shem Hashem kor tzur lamim. So Bitchu, we trust me. I'm making the world. I'm making the whole world. Trust me. Trust in. Don't trust in your money, your effort, your ability. Trust in Hashem. This is also a pasuk that we say. We say every day is fascinating pasuk. We say in Yan Hashem Yom Tzara every day after Asrei. We say Eile Barechev, Eile Basusim. Some people have rechev, have cars, have planes, have power. Basusim, they have money, they have protection. They have rechem. Anachnu, we have nothing. We have Shem Hashem Naskir. We have only Shem Hashem. Hema, they're trusting in their money, in their power, in their protection. Korov Nafolu, they're going to fall down. Anachnu, we have Hashem. Tamnu, we're going to come up. Nesodot, we'll have Chizuk. There's a famous quote from Bava. Say, if you trust in your own power, then it's not going to be good. If you trust in Hashem, trust in Hashem. Say, Davin Hashem, help me all the time. You know, there's a big Adam Gadol in the Yishlaim named the Biskirov. The Biskirov had a kollel that they paid every Rosh Chodesh. So people said, Rebbe, I'll give you for 2 years. He said, no, not 2 years. Rosh Chodesh, I betachon. I'm getting Rosh Chodesh. Moridik. Neither the Eitzah Bahar is the Eitzah for Shemitah, but also Eitzah for all of life. All of life. We're getting our children in good schools. They have a good rabbi, a good teacher. They're going to be married. They'll be healthy, have good children, and we'll have parnasa, and they'll be with us. So Shem Shetaka, I give everyone a bracha. All the Hedekah, Brachim and Avrechim of Shiras Mir. We had a rabbi, Rav Chaim Shlevitz. He said, "Bitachon, have bitachon, have bitachon, bitachon in Hashem." Maybe we'll say one last minute. We'll say a story that Rav Chaim Shlevitz said every year. Every year, Rav Chaim Shlevitz said a story of the Alshech, famous Alshech, that the Alshech held. That bitachon is without bechelal hishtadlus. It's a chiddush of the alshech. The heel of bitachon without hishtadlus. So he dashing in tfas. He's the rabbi of tfas in the shul. You'll not have bitachon without hishtadlus. So about a bus pashut heard him and said that the rabbi said no hishtadlus. So about a bus had a horse and wagon, which he dug. He used to go to the mountains and dig out clay and sell the clay in the city. So he sold the horse, sold the wagon, sat all day. He didn't know how to learn. Sat all day, said till him. In shul, his wife and children were worried, but he had money. He had money from the sale. After a while, after a year or something, half a year, the money started going down. No money. His wife said, Tati, what's going to be with us? We had no money, b'chlal. He said, the Alshech said. Then it got to be a matter of nothing. No money, b'chlal, no food. They said, Abba, have rachmanis on us. The Alshech said. Then one day they heard a big clap on the door. Clap, clap, clap. Who was it? It was the old horse that came back to them with the wagon. They were happy to see him. They gave him a little food. They looked in the back of the wagon and saw a chest of gold. What happened? The goy had bought the awesome wagon, also dug clay out in the mountains, found a chest of gold, put it in the wagon, covered it, went to look for more. And meanwhile, a stone shot him, killed him. The horse waited a long time, no one came. So he went back to the old master, and this person was rich. But the ikur is the oyster. The Alshech had talmidim, b'kiyim b'shas, they asked Rebbe, he's Amoritz, does know nothing, and we have b'kiyim b'shas, so why doesn't Hashem make us? They said, he took my words, pashut, this is it, b'tochon, clear, no svaris, no high machshavis, pashut. We have to take Hashem, will help us pashut, all of us, all Christ, Hashem, they will save us from all matzavim, Hashem should save everyone, Christ, Yeshua, all Yeshua, Shiduchim, health, Pempat Nasa, the children should be sitting in school in Cheder, Beis Yaakov, and we should all have all the Yeshuas. Amen, amen. Bye-bye.